But this is a Muser's tradition. We are the only radio show in America that each year, to celebrate Thanksgiving, has on as a special guest the turkey that is officially pardoned by the United States president. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is that turkey. Good morning. What's your name?
Corn.
Oh, we got Corn.
Yeah, my first name is Corn, and my last name is spelled P-O-N-E.
P-O-N-E.
Yes.
Corn Pony?
Yeah, Pone.
Pone.
Yeah. A lot of people mispronounce it and say Corn Pone, but, you know, that's wrong.
Well, we heard we were going to get either Corn or Cobb, I guess maybe your brother on, so we
cousin,
have Corn.
Cousin, yeah. Yeah, cousin. Not brother, but cousin, yeah.
Okay.
It's good to be on with you two buttheads. I tell you what, I'm a big fan of sports radio.
Oh, okay. Are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've only listened to y'all's show maybe a couple times because my freaking Android keeps crashing, but I tune into our local sports station up here and listen to Amendola and Ragu.
Okay. Oh, the Touchdown Brothers.
Oh, you know these guys?
Yeah,
you know,
we've heard of them.
They're great. They're a couple of knuckleheads, but I love them. I mean, they you know, speaking of, they have on some dude from Dallas all the time who's always sharing his cooking recipes and stuff.
Who's that?
I want to say a guy named Montemayor or something like that.
Yeah, he works at our station.
Yeah, that's right. He's pretty good, but boy, man, he's got some hot racial opinions. Gee.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Huh. Well, Corn, yeah. Congratulations on being pardoned.
Thank you, Craig. I do appreciate that. You know, I'm only 4 months old, but that's like 35 years old to a human. You
okay,
know,
I'll grow fast.
Time, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's right, George. Something you ought to know about, big guy.
Yeah,
we have fun. We're just having fun. Let's bring that back down. But, but yeah, you know, it's and I've lived a lot in my 4 months. I've been through it. I've had some addiction problems in my past. Mm. I developed a pretty serious oxy habit there for a couple months after a motorcycle accident that effed up my leg pretty good.
You drove a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. I was, it was my fault. I was hot dogging on my friend's Honda Rebel, you know, doing headstands and stuff. And I went through this intersection, and there was a Mitsubishi Eclipse that was turning left, totally didn't see me. And if you've ridden a motorcycle, you know this moment, you know. The car didn't see you. You're invisible to them. And I didn't really have time to lay the bike down. So so I just, kind of took flight as best as I could as the Mitsu was about to hit me. And I couldn't get much air because my wing was still in a bandage from a tattoo mishap that I was getting repaired. But
a lot going on.
But yeah, man, I hit the windshield of that Eclipse, and my leg bent about four ways to Sunday.
Oh, God,
oh,
it's
man,
terrible.
Just shattered it. So,
sorry.
Yeah, and then, about 12 surgeries on the leg, and then the oxy, you know, happened. And the drug addiction, you know, it led to some bad choices in my life, and I don't want to get into those, but let's just say I'm excited to meet Trumps today. Excited to meet Trump.
Well, yeah, that'll be a big moment for
big
a turkey.
Big moment because, you know, I didn't vote for him because turkeys don't have the right to vote.
Right.
And also because our election system is a sham set up by the Illuminati. But if I could have voted, I think I might have voted for Trumps because I really like the way he's cleaning house.
And, you like that?
Yeah, I love this. I love the idea of throwing America out with the swamp water. I think that's a good idea. We're having fun, which is, you know,
it's a lot of fun.
Just a lot of fun. A lot of fun that we're having right now. Plus, I love the guy because he's giving me a presidential pardon.
Right.
I mean, you know, and although, you know, I want you to know that although I've been pardoned, that doesn't mean I'm not sorry for what I've done. I still apologize to that woman's family. So, anyway.
Well, I didn't know you were being pardoned for a crime.
Oh,
I just
God,
thought you weren't
yeah.
being killed
oh,
for
my,
Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, I've had all sorts of things on my rap sheet. I've had a B&E. I've done B&E, breaking and entering.
Yeah.
Done a lot of that. Arson. I burned down about 12 turkey houses.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know, I'm getting a full pardon, full presidential pardon. This is for all crimes that I have committed and will commit in the future. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to go to Washington, D.C. I mean, that's one of the great flag capitals of the world.
That's
yeah,
correct.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, you'll see a lot of American flags up there.
Flying
sure
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
flying
my God.
Everywhere.
What have I said? Oh, my God. Listen, I made a comment that I guess just went out over the air that I'm deeply ashamed of. You know, I pride myself and I think of myself as a turkey of faith, and what I said did not reflect my values. And I don't know if I'll ever work again. I don't know if I'll ever work again. And this is going to be hard on my boys, but no funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Good God.
Corn? Corn. We've lost the line to D.C. there with Corn the turkey.
He regrets the flag comment.
Oh, man.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.